So continuing on vulnerability versus insecurity. Insecurity, we saw, produces unbelief and paralysis. We see our own smallness rather than the majesty and supremacy of God. We're prevented from achieving breakthrough because we can't translate our weakness into power. But vulnerability is knowing that God is happy to send us out as lambs amongst wolves, because he is absolutely confident in his own ability to watch over us and work through our weakness. So when we are vulnerable, we see our inadequacies in the light of God's sovereignty and power, and we discover both hope and faith. So we can say like Paul, we rejoice in our weaknesses that the power of God may rest upon us. The whole point of vulnerability is to bring us to a place of restful dependence in a powerful and overcoming God. We find the majesty of God in our vulnerability. Vulnerability is given to us by God to release his presence, which builds our self-esteem and confidence in his sovereignty and his control over all things. Insecurity, as we've seen, occurs when the enemy twists our soul to reduce us to nothing except focusing on our own inabilities and shortcomings. I know where I would rather live. Again, I challenge your thinking. Where would you rather live this day?